go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Take 12. I'm your guest host, Antoine Staley, this week. And, you know, with me is Lofa Fatufe, obviously former linebacker of the Seattle Seahawks. Lofa, how you doing?
I'm blessed, man. Thank you for jumping on here with us.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely happy to be with you. And we're going to have a good time just talking about chopping it up about the Seahawks and just kind of the moves that they've made. And obviously also former ties with the Seahawks too as well. So before we get into that, then I definitely want to talk about Bet Online. Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year, with on the minute odds, stats, trends. You can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs and live in-game betting contests and all player props. Experience the world best wagering platform anywhere from your desktop to your mobile device. Head to Bet Online today and be a part of the team. And remember to use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online is where the games start. So yeah, I figured, you know, let's, you know, get the cat out the bag first. Obviously, Russell Wilson was a big topic, you know, this week heading into the start of free agency, the legal tampering period, and now, you know, the new league year. Just kind of what are your thoughts about, you know, him, you know, going from Denver to obviously the Steelers?
I didn't love it. I love it for the Steelers, but I didn't love it for Russ. I just think there was a couple other landing spots that would have been more beneficial career-wise, not just this year, but going forward. I really thought Atlanta was going to be suitors. They were going to offer – I mean, they paid Cousins $150. I don't know if Cousins is out of the walking boot yet from the Achilles. So, you know, it was a bold move by them. I knew Arthur Blank would have loved Russell, the competitor he is, and then everything he does off the field in the community. I really wanted to see him in Vegas and playing the Broncos twice a year. I think that would have been nice. And then also I thought Patriots and the Giants were two teams that were, because he did meet with the Giants, but I thought the Patriots as well after they dealt Mac Jones.
So it's been a lot of talk about, you know, where Russell is as far as where he is in the NFL right now. His placement is among the top quarterbacks. What are your thoughts about, you know, him moving forward, and how good do you think he can continue to be at this and play at this level?
He's still a top guy. He really is. And I mean, is he not on the Mahomes and that level, but he's inside for me. He's definitely in the top 10. And I'd have to really think about if he makes that top five, but his production last year, touchdowns to interception ratio was still great. He did a lot of good things and did not have a lot of help on that offensive line. So you give him a run game, which Steelers are always known for, and some targets, I think he'll be fine. He'll get back on top. Just with the salary being so low, I thought, you know, everyone would have taken a look at him. And he's still got it. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, and then playing for Tomlin. Tomlin's one of my favorite head coaches, you know, just from record-wise, man. Never had a losing season. Incredible. So that's something I don't think gets talked about enough. And I think he'll get it right, and they'll be a contender with Russ. Yep.
So what are your kind of reservations about him going to the Steelers? Because I know you said that wasn't necessarily – you thought that was his best fit.
You know, Russ is a superstar. He is in another stratosphere up there with all the elites and a celebrity, really, on top of being a franchise quarterback. And, you know, that's tough territory to navigate. I've never had to do it, but I can only imagine, you know, getting pulled in all directions, all the endorsements, everything. If he just focuses on football, I know he'll get back to being his best. But, you know, the Steel City is not somewhere where you can release a cologne after a loss. And so if he tries, you know, pushing his brand after a tough game or a bad outing, he's going to hear it from those fans.
So I kind of another free agency, obviously, that has Seattle ties is Bobby Wagner, him going to Commanders as well. So just kind of about your thoughts there and just where you think Bobby Wagner kind of stands there. Because I still think he's playing at a very high level, even this late in his career. I think he's still among one of the best linebackers in the game.
He is, and led the league year 12, led the league in tackles. And I know that's not a stat you necessarily want to lead unless you're a top defense, which we were not. But, you know, he's efficient. And just a couple things to shore up in coverage. And, you know, and that might even be a situation where on obvious passing downs, they might bring him out at this stage in his career. But he looked good to me when he saw it. In man coverage, he's good. In zone, when he saw it and reacted, he was there, and he made the interception. So just some things to shore up there. But he's going to Commanders with DQ, Ken Norton. So I'm sure they'll have some, you know, schemes familiar to him, and he can get back to, you know, doing what he does. But he's one of the best blitzing linebackers. He's got 33 or 34 sacks in his career. And we didn't send him enough. And I think that's really where he's most powerful and most useful is getting after the quarterback, whether it's a running back or even, which is rare for a middle linebacker, versus an offensive lineman, a center or a guard. That's a mismatch in our favor when we're sending Bobby. And there's only a few guys that you can think of through the history game that you're like, all right, they know he's going on a blitz. Can we stop him? Bobby's one of those guys. And I got to play with one, Lawyer Malloy. There was so many times they knew he was blitzing, but he still got the pressure, got the ball to come out quick. And even if you don't get the sack, the pressure allows us to jump routes right away. And that's where big plays happen. So I think if they send him early and often, you know, you'll see career highs in sacks. He had 6 with the Rams a year ago, which is a career high. And I was hoping we would do that a little more. I think he had 3 or 4 this year, but you send him, there's no one stopping him.
Yeah, Lofa, you kind of brought up something, too. I thought it was an interesting point, just kind of familiarity, obviously, with Dan Quinn and also Ken Norton. Just how important is that for a player, especially when you switch teams like that?
Yeah, you want to know as a player that the coaches have your best interest at heart. And I'm not to say that we didn't hear. It's just they know his skill set very well, and they know how to deploy it. And so when you have that kind of confidence in the coaches, you know, it frees up a lot of thinking and noise that goes on with, like, okay, I'm on year 13. You know, are they actually going to use me the right way? And I think there was probably other guys out there, other teams out there looking to sign him, but he was like, no, I'm going to go with what got me here. You know, these guys were here for my, you know, 4 or 5 of my best years in the NFL, and I'm going to ride with them.
So just kind of off top, like getting, you know, to the Seahawks and this kind of additions that they've made there. Just kind of, what was your favorite signing so far, like that Seattle has been done so far?
I think the only one I know of that we signed is Rayshon Jenkins, the safety. And I think we're in a really good position with safeties, so I was kind of surprised. John always surprised me, John Schneider. Even in the draft, you know, the years that I was there coaching with them in 15 and 16, I was like, oh, we can't trade back. That guy won't be here. And then, you know, we get Jaren Reed in the second round. So things like that, you know, he's always kept us guessing over here on our toes. But, other than Rayshon Jenkins, we got Farrell Brown, the tight end, Nick Harris, the center. But we've really just signed back a couple of our own players. And I think Leonard Williams, who we gave up a lot, a second and a fifth, everyone knew we were going to sign him. If you franchised him again, it was going to be like 37 or 38 million. We couldn't, you know, no one could afford that. So I'm glad we got a deal done with him. He is a monster, and I can't wait to see how McDonald uses him.
So what about George Fant too? Somebody that obviously, you know, has been there in the program and, you know, had success there too as well.
George Fant, he is one of my favorite players. I was coaching when we brought him in. I think he came in 16, and he was a guy that had a basketball background. And now, you know, basketball guys, I'm just going to say this, and I know they're going to get mad, they're not always known for being the toughest. And to make that transition, because he was like a tight end, he was still kind of light, maybe 260, because he was still playing basketball. And I was wondering, I knew he had the athleticism. Could he, did he have the frame to put the weight on and still move? Because he's one of the best athletes I've seen out there on the outside. So he got here. He sat down with my good friend, Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it, Walter Jones. And, you know, they got him right. And he's carved out a hell of a career. And he's a guy that, you know, he's going to push for playing time. You know, everybody's like, oh, good, good backup, good depth. No, man. Fant's a dog, and I'm proud he's back, and I'm happy just to see how great his career's been.
Yeah, I think it's twofold too for the Seahawks. One, you get a guy that can play a swing tackle role like Fant has done, because he's played right tackle, he's played left tackle too. He showed he could do that at a high level. And then also last year, I thought with the Texans, I thought he played really well, especially considering the year he had had previously with the Jets, where he had some injury concerns and things of that nature too. And then he played, I thought, outstanding enough to warrant more playing time.
Well, you brought up the Texans, and I think that's the one who's done the most damage this offseason. Their signings have been amazing. And, you know, they didn't really need much more than more time and experience together. But when you add the pieces that they have, I got to go back and look at them. But they got a rush edge, right? They got to go with their first round. Yeah. Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, who it was. Yes.
Yeah, from Minnesota, who is a monster. And I'm just glad he didn't go to the Niners, because that's what all reports were saying when he hit free agency. But the Texans and what D'Amico Ryans is building down there is special. It's going to be scary.
So I definitely, obviously, I want to bring up something that's kind of, you know, a lot of people have been talking about Justin Fields and just kind of where he might land. And I thought one of the things I've written about too, I thought Seattle might be a good spot for him, simply because they're in need of a backup quarterback. Obviously, Drew Lock ended up signing with the Giants. And I thought it'd be a good spot because Geno has had a similar type of trajectory throughout his career, where he was a starter and then a backup, and then now he's a starter again. Just kind of your thoughts on, you know, maybe, you know, the Seahawks possibly acquiring Justin Fields, maybe to be backup and kind of waiting the wings for, you know, Geno a little bit.
First and foremost, I love Geno Smith. He is an absolute beast. Has like 7 or 8 comebacks in these last 2 years alone. I mean, he's only started 2 years for us and has had the most in the last 2 years. Fourth quarter comebacks, and he would have had more, but we missed a couple kicks, which is crazy to think. So he always gives you a chance. And yeah, we got some talent at receiver. We didn't get the run game going the way we should have. But if Justin Fields is to come to Seattle, I'd expect Geno to be in that deal going over to Chicago. And what I would see is Chicago's definitely taking Caleb, right? Every organization that has success at the quarterback position, outside of maybe Peyton Manning the last 30 years, has had their quarterback sit. Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, you know, just the list goes on. Patrick Mahomes even sat and then turned around and won the MVP his second year. Did he need to? Probably not. But did it work? Of course. And so the blueprint's there. Jordan Love sat behind Aaron Rodgers, just like Aaron sat behind Favre. So yeah. I think that's something that a lot of organizations are taking, you know, heed to, and they're going to start doing that because it's the hardest position to play. Absolutely. That and cornerback, man, you know, all the pressure's on you. So I think if that were to happen, we would be and say goodbye to Geno, which would kill me. But I mean, you have to build for the future. And I think with all the moves that we've made, with all the veterans that we released, you know, like we moved on from Bobby, Jamal, Diggs, everybody, man, the Ballore, you know, a lot of our captains, it signals a revamp, rebuild. And so if you're right, if Fields is coming over here, then I'd expect Geno to go over there with them taking Caleb, and that'd be a great guy for Caleb to learn from.
See, I was thinking like Geno would still be the starter, and then you get Fields. But then you're thinking about it from a different level, where you know you have Fields become the starter.
I don't think you would sit Fields. He's proven he can play. He's just, you know, there's a lot of things that haven't gone right over there in Chicago. Yes. And so, you know, when it's chaotic around that quarterback, you know, I mean, he didn't have a target until he got DJ Moore when they traded, which DJ Moore is a beast.
Yes.
So, you know, you think about that and how he was still able to get some wins. Without him, it might be a 3-win team. And so I just think if you're going to make the trade for Fields, Geno's going to be part of that. And just for cap reasons, you know, I don't think Geno's killing us on the cap. But, you know, it would give 1 year for them to have that buffer and Caleb to learn from a veteran who's proven.
Yeah, I definitely – that is a good point, too. I never really thought about it like that, because either way, they're definitely going to need some type of veteran that pushes him, whether you look at what, you know, Houston did last year, where, you know, they had that veteran that was able – like a Case Keenum was there to be there for kind of a buffer for CJ there, CJ Stroud as well. Or even, you know, I know Bryce Young didn't have the year that I think a lot of people anticipated, but you did have a guy like an Andy Dalton there just to kind of be a shoulder to lean on and everything like that, too.
They should have just played Dalton. Dalton had us on the ropes, man. Like, and the only thing that killed Dalton was because he's so veteran experienced, he kept checking every play, and it was affecting their rhythm with the play clock. And they had like 6 or 7 false starts or, you know, illegal procedure penalties that took them back behind the sticks. But they were putting up points left and right. And they didn't really get the run game going. So, like, Bryce Young's going to be good. But, you know, he only had really Thielen. I think Mingo was in and out of the lineup. I think he's going to be special. But so it's tough. And Thielen's still great. But, you know, as soon as he gets doubled or whatever, there's where else are you going to go with the ball? And then they got to get the run game going. I never understood – who they let go of Foreman, who led them in rushing the year before. He went up to the Bears. And then they don't use Chuba enough. Chuba gave us hell, man.
Yeah, I never understood that either.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And also, I think the offensive line needs to be kind of an emphasis, too, for the Panthers, too, if you're looking at that. Because, you know, they clearly did not protect Bryce Young well enough, too. I know he held the ball long, too long at times. Yeah. But also, the offensive line did him no favors. It's, you know, he was just getting mauled, like, left and right consistently as well. So, and yeah, I think they need a number dude. One. Yeah, he's 5'10", maybe 200 pounds possibly. But, yeah, they definitely got to get another wide receiver there and also some offensive line help. But, yeah, to bring it back to the Seahawks, just kind of, you know, now that we're in, you know, official league year and everything like that, what other moves would you like to see them make, you know, moving forward?
You know, the only thing we lacked last year was interior O and D line. Our defensive line was awesome. The starters, but you have to have depth there. You look at the Eagles, you look at the Niners, you look at Kansas City, the teams that make it far, they are deep at that position. The game is won in the trenches, and it will always be won in the trenches. So that's something that needs to be addressed. Got to get another guard. We got Nick Harris as a center. Olu Watimi, the rookie from or second year from Michigan, who I think he won the Outland Trophy. As the best lineman, offense or defense. I think he's got some promising years ahead of him, but really got to get another guard. We lost Damian Lewis to the Panthers. He was a mauler, just needs to get a little more consistent. So you give us a guard, maybe two, and then defensively in the trenches, we need another interior to go with Jaron Reed and Leonard Williams. And then I think, you know, because like Bobby and Brooksy, they were fighting for the life after those guys went out when – you know, like it started off great, but as the game went on, it kind of wore us down, and we just didn't have enough bodies there.
That's really about it. Lofa, you tell everybody where they can find you, and then on Twitter, social media, everything like that before we wrap up.
Yeah, Lofa Tatupu, part of the Believe family. Love the Believe Network. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, social media. It's just my name, Lofa Tatupu. So not hard to find. And Antoine, thank you so much for joining us today, man. And thank you for driving. I like being the passenger.
I appreciate that, too. Hopefully we get to do this again someday, too, as well. I'm Antoine Staley. You can follow me on Twitter. It's all social media at Antoine Staley, just across the board, too, just like, you know, just my name, first and last, as well. And then follow me at New York Daily News, too, covering the Jets and also general NFL stuff, too, as well. But, yeah, man, it was a blast. I definitely had a good time, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Well, what about the Jets? Give me the state of the Jets right now. How you feeling?
About free agency, it's a lot of things circling around the Jets right now that has nothing to do with football. But I'll just give you – the football stuff too. Like, I think they've trying to improve their offensive line. That's one thing. Like, you know, getting John Simpson there, also Morgan Moses there at right tackle. So that was really a big need. They had 13 different offensive line combinations last year in 17 games. You can't win that way. I don't care if Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback or not. Like, it's hard to win that way with a lack of continuity, as you know, at any position, more or less your offensive line, where you're consistently changing players out left and right. So I think first and foremost, to get that straightened out, that's a good thing for the Jets. That was the number one priority. And I think number two, they still need a wide receiver opposite Garrett Wilson. You know, Garrett is a great, you know, I think he's an up-and-coming receiver. He's going to be really good in the league for a long time. But, you know, Alan Lazard, they signed him to a $44 million contract last year. Really missed Aaron Rodgers, but I think he's more kind of a wide receiver type of three right now. But you need somebody, you know, possibly like a Mike Williams for the Chargers, who they just released, who can possibly fill in and be that veteran guy that could help take some pressure off Garrett, too. And also Breece Hall. I think Breece Hall is an absolute stud as well. I think he's an upcoming guy that's going to take a lot of pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. I think this year they're going to really try to run the ball. They're going to try to be very physical. And I think it's smart, especially when you got an older quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. I don't think you want him dropping back like 30-plus times. Like, you want him to just be able to throw the ball, you know, whenever they need to and rely on the ground game or short passing game there to just gain yards there. Because otherwise, if you have him dropping back 35, 40 times, then that's definitely not the recipe for success, especially with a guy coming off an Achilles injury.
I'm excited to see A-Rod back, man. I played against him in college. We were the same draft class. And, we knew he was going to be special. I mean, four-time MVP special. I couldn't say that back then, but he gave us hell in college. And so I'm excited for him, fellow former Pac-12, right? You know, because we were Pac-10 back then, but now there's, Pac-2? So,
well, Pac-2 now, yeah, it's went from 10 to 12, and now it's 2 with Oregon State and Washington State.
They'll realign these conferences in another 2 years to keep it, you know.
Just add regional. The Mountain West teams. Just add the Mountain West teams.
Just do it.
Just add the Mountain West teams.
I feel like Hawaii
in there. Like
we should be on the board, Twan. We should be running the show there.
Just add the Mountain West teams. You got Boise State, Hawaii, Fresno. Like that's it. That's the new Pac-12 or whatever you want to call it. Pac-10, whatever you want to call it. And then just go about that business. Just have Washington State and Oregon State just be there. And then those two teams could play Washington and Oregon every year too.
Still. They have to, yeah.
Oh yeah, you got to keep those rivalries.
Got to keep
Apple the Cup, and
Civil
the
War
formula called the Civil War.
Oh, formula, yeah.
Which I still call the Civil War, but you got to keep those rivalries alive. Those college football rivalries are what driving, I think, the sport. To be honest with you, like keeping it alive.
Absolutely, I am excited. This is the hater in me. I am excited that Notre Dame, even if they go undefeated, they will be the 5th seed.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you have to be able to join a conference. Like, you have to have some kind of, yeah, they should be in the conference. They should be in the ACC or the Big Ten. Like,
absolutely. Big Ten.
Yeah. They chose not to be in the conference because of money. And I understand that.
I get it.
But also, yeah, you need to be in the conference in order to get that bye.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's not fair to everybody else where you're an independent. So I definitely understand that. And they should be a 5 seed.
But I mean, think about it, brother. We could see like JMU sitting at like number 10 or 12 at the end of the season and making it in. I'm excited for this year.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to expand it even more. I really do. I think it's going to go from, 12 to probably 14, 16 teams eventually. Like, I love the bowl games. And like, I know we're getting way off topic here, but I think it's to the point where all these players are opting out and you're like,
what's the point?
Exactly. What's the point? Like, just have the major bowl games, or if you want to have those bowl games, just have them revolved around the playoff. You could do it.
They could be the sponsor of the playoff games.
Yeah. You have a Pop-Tarts bowl. It could be the first round, quarterfinals or whatever. And then just do it like that. And just trickle it down, Orange Bowls, Fiesta Bowl, Rose Bowl, all that.
Yeah. I started at University of Maine my freshman year.
That's right.
And we had the playoffs. And there's, whether you're in college, high school, college, NFL, there's nothing like the playoffs, win and go. But the bowl game, I played a national championship. It was cool. But it was like I would have rather played 4 games and been the outright champion because – Auburn went undefeated. They ran the gauntlet 14-0 in the SEC. Right. So it's hard to say that we were the better team. I know we beat them the year before, but they were a totally different team that next year. And you go 14-0 in the SEC, man. Like, I don't know how you're not really the national champion.
At least be in the championship game too. Like, yeah, that was such a weird time too. But
We got left out the year before because in Oklahoma. So it was personal when we played Oklahoma the next year because Oklahoma just slid down to 2 after they lost their conference championship to Sproles and K-State.
K-State, like
35-7 or something.
They got smashed.
And so we were pissed the whole year just thinking like, man, this is the team that kept us out of the big game last year. So it was personal.
Yeah, it would have been better if LSU and USC would have played each other. So I would have loved to see that personally. And then Auburn, USC the next year, so – but too bad we don't get now. We get, like I say, now we can get those type of matchups.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, I won't keep you. Thank you for talking ball. I will join your show anytime you want. You just let me know.
Oh, I'll definitely take you up on that invitation soon. Definitely.
All right.
And everybody take care and have a good weekend.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.